Yerushalmi Peh correspond to Zvochim Bavli Daf Samach Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph. Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah on the page, that's Mishnah Zayin, Tevuah Shednitna. Tevuah Shednitna Leshachas Ola Aluma V'chein Be'Gudei Hashum V'Agudas Hashum V'Abrisolim Ein Lahem Shechcha. The Mishnah says if produce was for use as animal fodder or to tie bundles or to tie garlic or onions, there's no Shechcha. V'chol ha'tumunim ba'oretz kegon aluf v'ashum v'abitzalim v'vyudu oimeh ein lahem shechcha v'chacham oimim yesh lahem shechcha. Any vegetables that are hidden in the ground, such as luf, which is a species of onion, garlic, and onions, v'vyudu says that there's no shechcha, the chacham say that there is shechcha. And the Gemara says, am v'vyonu loysoif dava nitna el afilu noitla amanas litna. V'vyonu says that not only if it was used, but even if it was cut to be used as animal fodder, there's no shechcha. Teman taninan hamadlik zagodish v'hayu boi kelim. Rabbi Yehuda Oime Meshalem Kol Masha Besoichoi V'Chacham Moimim Ein Meshalem Ela Gadish Chitin Oy Gadish Sa'irim. There's a Mishnah in Bava Kama that says if a person set fire to a haystack and there were utensils inside it, Rabbi Yehuda says that he has to pay for whatever was inside it. The Chacham say that he must only pay for the produce, whether it was wheat or barley. Mechalva should say to Rabbi Yehuda, Tamanu Oime Lerabois Zatamun V'Acha Hu Oime Prat Latamun. The question is that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda seems to have been switched. There, he obligates for burning something hidden, but here he exempts something hidden from shechcha. Taman v'nechal agodish or yakama mimasha shenem akama eni yodesh agodish hu bichlal umar tamulay megodish lo aboyt zatoman v'acha sadcha begoloi prat latoman. The answer is that there the pasuk says in Shemais Chaf Beis pasuk hey, and a stack of grain or standing grain or the field will be consumed. If standing grain is mentioned, why mention a stack of grain? Rather, it's written to include something hidden, but over here in Shechacha, the word your field implies that which is exposed, but not something which is hidden. And we have the question now on the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon's opinion seems to have switched. Over there in Bava Kama, they exempt for burning something hidden, but over here, they obligate something hidden in Shechacha. And the Gemara answers, Taman, Oyakama, Oyasade, Masade, Begoloi, Afkoldavashe, Ugoloi, Ramhocha, Sadcha, Begoloi, Pratlatamun, Kitsircha, Begoloi, Pratlatamun, Avimirtachamirt, Vemirtachamirt, El Rabois Esatamun. The answer is that there the Pasuk compares standing grain to the field. Just as the field is exposed, so too it applies to anything else exposed. But here in Shechacha, your field implies exposed, this excludes something hidden. Your harvest implies exposed, which excludes something hidden, and therefore it's a case of an exclusion following an exclusion which we are required to use as an inclusion to include something hidden. And we come now to the last Mishnah. The last Mishnah of the Perek says, Akoitze b'layla v'hama'amer v'asuma yesh lo shechra v'imhaya miskavin letol es agas agas ein lo shechra im ama hariani koitze amanas mashani shecher etol yesh lo shechra. Mishnah says, if one harvested at night and binds sheaves, or one who is blind, there is shechcha. And if he intended to only take the larger ones and come back later for the smaller ones, there's no shechcha. And if he said, I am harvesting on condition that whatever I forget I will take, there is shechcha. And the Gemara says, Kinim asnisin ha-koitze b'layla v'am'amer b'layla v'asuma bein b'yom v'bein b'layla. The Gemara says, learn the Mishnah as one who harvested at night, one who binds sheaves at night, and a blind person whether in the day or the night. Rav Yonah says that the Mishnah doesn't only mean if he intended to only take the large ones and come back later for the smaller ones, but even vice versa, because just as when he comes back for the smaller ones, he will notice any large ones left behind, so too if he comes back for the large ones, he will notice any small ones left behind. The Mishnah, when it taught, if he said, I'm harvesting on condition that whatever I forget I'll take, there is Shechacha, and it's because he's making a condition against that which is written in the Torah, and such a condition is not valid.